Hi everyone, time for a new episode of Making Society podcast, episode number 7. It's a story of Red Pitaya. I met the team at the Open Hardware Summit a few weeks ago in Italy. They are not exactly open hardware, but they have an open platform, so it will be interesting to know a little bit more about their approach. So I met Roch Meza, who is the co-founder of the company. And before we start the interview, I'd just like to tell you in a few words what is Red Pitaya for those of you who might be a bit lost during the interview. So it's a device that replaces measurement instruments. So it's a piece of hardware that you can program that's connected to to an app like your iPhone app or PC. And that does everything that scientific tools do usually. So instead of buying an oscilloscope or spectrum analyzer or generator or frequency response monitor, you have Red Pitaya, and it acts as a measurement tool. So very popular among scientists, researchers, engineers, and even hobbyists. So their product is a very innovative approach using software and hardware combined, and the piece of hardware is sold for a few $100. So I'll let Roch explain a little bit more what it is and how they build their business and where they are going. Enjoy. Hi everyone, I'm very happy to host today for this new episode of the Making Society podcast. Roch Meza is part of Red Pitaya, and he's going to tell us much more about it. So hi, Roch, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Thanks for being here today. So before that you tell us your story, can you tell us what is Red Pitaya? What do you do?
Okay. So if I have to describe Red Pitaya in just a few words, I would say that it is a remote reconfigurable pocket lab. So it combines a dual core ARM FPGA technologies, which enables high performance single acquisition. So it has ADCs that are performing at 125 mega samples per second and with a 14-bit resolution. But it has also a potential to make signal generation and at the same characteristics, so at 125 megasamples per second with 14 bits of resolution. So it is a network-attached device with USB connectivity and additional extension possibilities. The difference comparing it to other platforms lays not only in its powerful hardware, there are also many applications that have been developed so far. Some were developed from Red Pitaya team members, and I'm talking about oscilloscope, spectrum analyzer, signal generator, but there are also some of them that were developed from our community members, and I'm talking about LCR meter, PID controller, and so on, and you can find them in our contributed part of Bazaar. So our hardware can be turned into many expensive laboratory instruments, and because it is an open source project, all the software sources are available and can be downloaded from our webpage, so everyone can develop their own application.
So concretely, how does it work for using the apps connected with the device?
So you just connect the device with internet, so you can do it through the Wi-Fi dongle, or maybe through the Ethernet cable. Then you get into our Bazaar and you just download with a single click all the applications that are available today. And you just start using them. So, and because it's an open source, you can download also all the sources. And you can start making your own application, you know, developing in C++, making some modifications in FPGA code and so on.
Mm-hmm. Great. So your product is mostly targeted towards the maker community, or who are your customers?
Okay, so we did a lot of bottom-up research before we started developing it. So, and we figured out that it is a very interesting platform, you know, for many potential customer groups of many potential customers. And I'm talking about universities and students, because it can replace many expensive laboratory instruments and can be used also as a platform in FPGA, C++, MATLAB, LabVIEW learning processes. Because of its versatility and open source nature, it can be significantly improve the learning curve and at the end, I think, the employability of a student. So the other group of potential customers are also makers. And as you know, we have been visiting the Makers Fair in Rome, and we had a lot of interest there. But it is also used in industry, because besides having, you know, applications and a platform, you have also two fast analog inputs and two fast analog outputs. And so you can make feedback loops and control physical quantities. So it is also used in industry.
So I'm interested to know about how did you market the product? You say you did a lot of bottom-up research. I feel like right now you're targeting many types of customers. Do you plan on going towards in one direction specifically? What's your strategy around targeting your customers?
I would just like to mention at the very beginning that we, you know, signed an exclusive contract with RS Components, which is a global distributor. So they are helping us very, very much and supporting us with all the marketing activities. Mm-hmm. We have a great partnership with them, and are doing their job very well. So they help us at universities, so making many events. We've done already many events at the universities, and we've figured out that it is really, we really have a huge potential there. And it is the same with makers. You know, we had, you know, the booth at the Makers Fair in Rome, and now we will have it one also. We are planning to have one at the Makers Fair in Germany.
It seems that this partnership is very successful and interesting for you. How did you pull that off? Like, how did it work?
Mm-hmm. Okay, from the very beginning, I don't know if you are informed about that, but we went through the Kickstarter campaign, where we had really a very successful campaign. We got like 800 backers, and we raised approximately 270,000 US dollars there.
Great.
And because of this success, we have been contacted from many, many distributors, you know. And then at that time, we selected RS Components to be the best one, and we started a relationship with them.
So what, I don't know if you can share this kind of details, but what type of partnership is it? Is it only about, you mentioned marketing?
It's marketing, sales, and distribution. So that's the partnership we built. So we are now working with them for six months. And yeah, we have a great success. We are selling a lot. We have a lot of exposure. And we will go forward.
That's very interesting strategy. So where are you based at?
We are based in Slovenia. We are just now moving to Ljubljana because we see a huge potential working, you know, with students. We have some groups of students working on Red Pitaya, developing new applications all around the globe, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and they're really pushing Red Pitaya, you know, starting to work with some professors on some projects and so on. And this is also another great partnership we are building. So students are also very important for Red Pitaya growth.
Mm-hmm. So the whole team is, the technical team is in Slovenia?
Yeah.
And who is in your team? How many people? Who is doing what?
We have six people right now because we are not making development right now. You know, we are not putting a lot of our effort in development right now. We are more focusing on marketing and, you know, making Red Pitaya sales numbers to grow. So we are focusing on that part, and again, with a lot of help of RS components, now we are figuring out, you know, we are working with our current customers to get feedback from them, what is missing, what we have to improve, getting new ideas about new developments and so on. So yeah, we are now 6 people working on this, and but we think we will grow the organization soon. So
what kind of strategies do you have to try to find new customers? You mentioned events. The Kickstarter already obviously helped a lot. What else do you do?
We make a lot of PR activities. So, you know, being, you know, in Elector magazine and so on. So in the magazines that are really wide known for in this segment, you know, in for electric engineers. We are also making events, you know, at particle accelerators. I would just like to spend a few words just to make you understand where we come from. So our background is, you know, RedPitEye is a spin-off company from Instrumentation Technologies. So we have been developing products for particle accelerators for more than 15 years. And we had very good contacts with, you know, with CERN, Stanford Linear Accelerator, Shanghai, and so on. And the products we have been building are known to be very reliable, robust, and very high performance. So we got a lot of contacts also through the contacts we had at particle accelerators. We had also a lot of contacts at universities. And there was where the idea came from, you know. And we are just building this relationship, being very visible through emailing lists of RS components, through PR material they are sending out, having many events and so on. So we are really hard working right now on marketing activities.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that being in Slovenia is something helpful, or does it have benefits or also challenges?
Yeah, there are some benefits, but also challenges, you know, because you are far away from big markets like United States. On the other hand, you know, we don't have so much competition in terms of, you know, resources here in Slovenia. So you have benefits on one side, but on the other, you have also negative aspects. Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on maybe moving to the US at some point or...? Not
yeah, we are thinking about this. We just now moved to Ljubljana, and we moved to the University to the Faculty of Electronics. So we have really good partnerships. We built a good partnership with students and professors over there, which are helping us very much. Yeah, but at some point, maybe we will have to make also this movement to United States.
Yeah, to be in touch with university network over there.
Yeah, with university network, also with investors. You know, at some point you have to get an investor, because for a startup you don't have so much cash flow. You know, to grow the organization and to perform all the activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned RS Components is supporting you for 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And do you know already what's your strategy or plan?
We are just now working to increase the sales figures, and we are really, you know, pushing the limits. So we sold until today, so in 6 months, more than 3,000 units, and we are really working on that to also grow these figures. So and then at the end of the year, we will figure out if we need some investor or whether or not, or what we don't have a strategy right now.
What's the price of the RedPitEye?
The price of RedPitEye is 375 euros.
Okay.
And in the United States, it's, I think, 470 US dollars.
If people want to find it, listeners of the podcast, where should they go?
They just should go to the RS webpage. Okay, it depends from which country they are coming from. So, but if they visit for the United States market, there is Allied, which is a company that is owned 100% from Electro Components. which is a mother company of RS Components and Allied. So for US market, they should go to the Allied, and for European and the APAC market, they should visit RS Components website.
Okay, and or maybe redpitaya.com?
Yeah, also at redpitaya.com, yeah, you can make it all the way to come to RS Components website.
Great.
But we are not selling directly because they are our exclusive, you know, exclusive seller. Yeah,
I understand. So, you presented the Red Pitaya, the Open Hardware Summit, a few weeks ago. That's how I met you, and everyone was surprised about the name. So maybe you want to tell us a little bit more.
We have been looking around how to make an attractive name and so on, and then suddenly one day a friend of mine came, why don't we call it Red Pitaya? It's so, you know, it's fruitful, and so it's a fruit, it's a dragon fruit, so it's a very healthy fruit and so on. And we just selected that name. It's nothing special behind it.
You mentioned that the software part is open source but not the hardware part of the product, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So is it something you might consider in the future, or what were the main reasons for you to not be open hardware on the hardware part?
You know, we invested really a lot of effort in making Red Pitaya. So, and you know, copying today is very, wide known, and so we did not decide to do that at the moment. But yeah, we will for sure think about it in the future, you know.
You're working with external developers who work on the apps that are used by Red Pitaya. Or are you developing all the apps on your own so far? How do you work with developers for the apps of the product?
No, our vision is to, we did three applications so far. So Red Pitaya team members, developed three applications so far. And as I mentioned it previously, we are talking about oscilloscope, spectral analyzer, and signal generator. But our community members are daily working on, developing new apps. So they already contributed an LCR meter. There were, students from Ljubljana University that developed it. So there is a PID controller that was developed and some other applications. So we are not developing all the applications on our own, or and even not, outsourcing the development for doing that. So we did our part. We are, focusing on getting new, very good ideas for developing in the future. But right now we are leaving, this part of development to our community members. And they are really contributing so much every day on forum and in terms also of developing applications.
Cool. Well, Rox, thank you a lot. Thanks a lot. And I really wish you the best for this product, which I think is really an amazing idea and a super cost saver for many makers out there. Thanks a lot for answering all my questions.
Thank you very much for your time. You're welcome.
All right, cool. I hope you enjoyed this this interview, giving you ideas on the benefits and challenges that come with having a big retail partner, exclusive deals, how to reach to your community using events, social media, and overall word of mouth, and the school strategy is always an interesting one, like going through the education field and supporting the work of like young scientists along their career. Can be a great path for long-term sales. So I hope you enjoy it, and see you on makingsociety.com for recap and links that goes with this episode, and more content around how to start your hardware company and hopefully open hardware company. All right, bye.